Hey there, everybody. Welcome to another Big Gay Date. I am Dave Mosley.
My name is Carl Skeens.
And tonight we are jumping into the second Addams Family movie, Addams Family Values, because it's the only movie I can think of that has a Thanksgiving scene in it. And I'm hoping, Carl, as somebody from this country celebrates Thanksgiving, you might be able to think of another movie, but I really struggled. I couldn't think of anything.
Nah, bro, this is it.
This is it. Christmas has got way too fucking many movies. Halloween, you got Halloween. Independence Day, you got Independence Day. But Thanksgiving, there's no fucking movie that everybody sits down and watches.
Yeah.
But you still think about this fucking Thanksgiving play that they put on in this camp at the end of the movie.
Oh yeah, totally historically inaccurate Thanksgiving.
Yeah. we are trying something different. We're watching this on Amazon Video instead of Vudu. So just to check on making sure that your version is the same. We're 1 minute in and we're just coming over to the graveyard. So this is one of those movies, like, again, you watch it as a kid and it's fun, but there is so much kind of dark humor in here for you to get as an adult.
Yeah, bro. It always feels like you're toeing the line. Like, it could get adult humor at any, like, real, like, solid adult humor at any moment.
Well, he gets, like, a blowjob at the end, at, like, halfway through, doesn't he?
Yeah.
And that's what kind of sells him on giving up his whole family, I think.
Yeah. I like this. I like Raul Julia as Gomez more than I like John Astin, is it?
Yeah, in the movie and then in the TV show. And I think Tim Curry did this in Addams Family Reunion.
Uh-huh.
You know, the third made-for-TV movie or whatever it is.
Yeah, the one that we can just pretend didn't happen.
Mm-hmm. The Flintstones Viva Rock Vegas of the Addams Family movies.
And Morticia's fucking lighting in every scene is so great.
Uh-huh. It's a nice little touch to give her that kind of otherworldly. She's always shot from a separate light source.
It's like a straight up Bela Lugosi and Dracula.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Oh, I love you, Wednesday Addams.
So, directed by Barry Sonnenfeld, who also did the Men in Black movies. And I'm not sure what else he's done since then, actually. I need to check that.
Yeah. Got it up.
Don't know where my phone went. There it is.
Yeah, did he do anything else after that? He had to have.
But that's, like, really all I know him for. And they both share a similar kind of comedy style.
Oh, Men in Black and Wild Wild West.
Wild Wild
he
West,
he was Men in Black. Okay.
Yeah, I remember. I forgot about Wild Wild West.
A lot of people forgot about Wild Wild West. That's intentional.
Yeah.
By the way.
Just repressed it.
Yeah. They finally got that fucking spider in, though.
Yeah. So, you were talking a little bit before this, but the guy who does the hand, plays the hand of Thing, is a gentleman by the name of Christopher Hart. Christopher Hart is a magician, and anytime we talk about magicians, we hand it over to Carl to give us some insights into that world.
Yeah, he's Christopher Hart. Now, he's a magician. He does, like, he does things that utilize, basically his talent and claim to fame as Thing. In his show, and he's
got,
like,
was he a magician before or after this?
Before.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Well, whenever he, okay, even to rudimentary bullshit in the Spider-Man movie, the Tobey Maguire Spider-Man movies, when he was going to ask Mary Jane to marry him and she doesn't, she ends up storming out and he has to dig that ring out of the wine glass.
Okay.
With, like, a stick.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you don't ask an actor to do that. That's a magician. That's the tiny plunger guy. That's John Armstrong.
Okay.
Yeah, if you want expressive hands, magicians are the way to go.
He's like a stunt hand.
Yeah, yeah, basically.
Okay. So any kind of, like, you know, close-up magic, like, if you have fucking, like, Kevin James doing a sleight-of-hand magic trick, and you have a close-up of his hands doing something, it's probably someone like this.
Most of the time it is, yeah, okay. Absolutely. I mean, in Shade, Stuart Townsend legitimately learns sleight of hand, but all the other hands in there are basically stunt hands.
Yeah, the only celebrity magician or acting magician I know is Neil Patrick Harris, I think.
He's so funny.
What did this kid go on to do?
I don't know. I mean, not...
He's got a really funny comedy face, just kind of looking at him.
Yeah. He looks like he'd be a great character actor later on in life. Well, judging by his IMDb profile, which is a picture of him in a Pugsley shirt, he was in As Good As It Gets. And, yeah.
And Adam's Family was as good as it got for him.
Yeah, basically. Ain't that a bummer? That sucks.
Puber is such a great name for a kid as well.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. I'm pretty sure Pubert was one of the names, if I remember correctly. Didn't they try and use Pubert for something else? And it
Pugsley
got,
was supposed to be called Pubert in the TV show.
There we go.
And TV was like, no.
Yeah, I like Pugsley better, but for a second boy, Pubert works. And that's how babies are born. Yo, I had such a crush on Morticia when I was a kid.
Really?
Yeah. And now I've become
she's
like...
She's got that kind of Elvira thing going on.
Yeah, but her right now as Morticia, not that actress currently.
No. No offense, but...
Yeah. I'm good. I'm good.
And then this chick's hilarious as well.
Grandmama.
Yeah. Do you watch Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt?
No.
Really funny show on Netflix, and she's like the crazy neighbor next door to them, which is basically all it's the same role as this. Man, let's talk about Christopher Lloyd, because watching this movie as a kid, very familiar with Back to the Future, really weird to see him in Who Framed Roger Rabbit, but this, I was like, see him with no hair and everything.
Yeah.
A huge fat suit, you know?
He doesn't look like Christopher Lloyd in this, doesn't look like Christopher Lloyd and everything else.
Yeah. Such a transformation.
He's almost unrecognizable.
Yeah. So, have you heard the theory for this movie, or the Addams Family in general? Well, there's some theories that, you know, they're all dead and stuff like that, which kind of makes, you know, they live in a creepy old house. Mm-hmm. They don't care about death and whatnot. The theory is that they're all cursed, and a member of the Addams Family cannot be killed by another member of the Addams Family. And they all know this, which is why they treat, like, you know, all this kind of dangerous shit they do, they treat it as a game. You know, they seem to be having fun with it. And yeah, there's all this kind of... there's all this, like, crazy random happenstance that stops them from killing this kid, because it's like, it's the curse.
Yeah.
In action, you know. But you can be killed by somebody who is not a member of the Addams Family.
Okay.
Like, that's the only way you can be killed.
Okay.
I like that theory. It makes it holds true. If we watch the movie, we'll kind of see how that plays out.
I could jump on that train.
Yeah.
Oh.
Because even at the very end, when she's getting ready to electrocute them, you know, they don't seem to care about it. They just, you know, they're kind of having fun and everything.
Yeah.
And, you know, it kind of explains why the flying in the face of reason and stuff like that happens.
Absolutely.
You know?
The fucking lighting, though, it's killing me, bro. And Raul Julia, who's dead now. He finished this. Didn't he do...
Street Fighter, I think, was his last movie.
Yeah, he was Bison.
Mm-hmm.
What a terrible last movie to do.
Oh my god, you know what? He looks like Carlo.
Oh my God.
Why has he not done that costume?
Holy shit. Yeah, bro. Yeah. Like, entirely. We found his doppelganger.
There it is. There it is right there.
That's fucking insane. He's such a loving husband.
This guy, those eyes kill me. It's Miranda.
Oh, hey! I never knew that was her.
93. When was Sex and the City? 97? 96?
Yeah, definitely after
it's like
this.
Old HBO, I know.
Ooh. She's the worst puppeteer ever. Now, what if she would have said yes? Do the Addams Family kids have a way to kind of close on that deal? Like, in this universe, can you trade your soul? Like, is that like a thing?
I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, like they have fucking the all hairy cousin in their family. They have weird ass like shit. Yeah. Man,
it's not a normal house.
Yeah,
I'm sure they have the devil on speed dial.
I'd be interested to know the rules of this movie universe.
I mean, clearly something's not right if a baby can be... Do you remember when he gets fucking ejected like 18,000 feet into the air?
Yeah.
Waves at the plane.
Yeah. He is a lady killer.
Little lines like that I don't get as a kid, but I'm picking up on so much more now.
Yeah.
It's a really sharp movie, honestly.
Their house is so awesome. Uh-huh. So dope.
It's a slightly different design from the first movie, apparently.
Okay.
Yes, you know, bigger budget and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck, who did the song at the end of the first Addams Family? Some off-the-moment, like, rap artist or something. Do you remember?
Yeah, I remember the song.
Addams Family, there it is. Like something, right?
Yeah.
Who the fuck was that?
Shit.
I don't think it pops up again in here. Or does it? I don't know. There's a scene where he has that fucking shopping stream. Remember when he gets, like, domesticated?
Oh, yeah.
Weird fucking, like, the weird hairpiece he has and everything.
I don't know. It's like the it's Pat consistency hair.
Yeah. So, Puber was played by two girls. They were, like, born in 92 or something. Have you seen what they look like now?
No. Are they hot?
They're really hot.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Really surprising. I stumbled across, like, a, you know, where are they now thing for this movie. Not even, like, before we got to watch this, like, a year or two ago, I think. Yeah, holy shit.
Were they twins or were they just babies?
They were twins.
Okay.
Yeah. Which is, like, even better now.
Yeah.
And Christina Ricci didn't age too badly.
Oh, no, not at all.
She was good.
Next time she popped up on my radar was Black Snake Moan.
Oh, good for you.
Bam. Mm,
always fun.
Yeah, bro. Christina Ricci's where it's at. Never really cared when I was younger watching this.
No. And I didn't get the appeal of, like, you know, there are people like fucking countdown clocks and shit.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't get the appeal of that with her.
Yeah, no, not at all. There's nothing. Christina Ricci did not get hot until way later in life, mm-hmm. which is good and healthy. Yeah, I kind of feel like those countdown clocks, like the people that are like public about like their countdown clock, like I kind of feel like
what are you gonna do when it runs out?
Yeah, those are the ones that you should actually like look out for, though. Like yeah. That's. If you got a countdown clock, like, clearly you're thinking about that shit on the regular. Uh-huh. You got to go around and tell all your neighbors that shit or something.
Yeah. You should be on a list for that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Kind of like Minority Report, the whole sex offender thing.
Absolutely. Yeah. What? Where did he just... Oh. Where did he just come from? From them. Fucking dicks.
Now, haven't they tried dropping him from a great height already? They know their dad's going to catch him all the time.
Yeah, but at this point, it's just got to be a game. Just like you were saying earlier. Exactly. Like, it's... Yeah.
They know they can't kill him. They're just trying to have fun with him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Favorite scenes from this movie?
I don't know. I don't really have a favorite scene. I'm just going to have to revert to name a scene that I know happens in this movie.
Well, I will go... I have some favorite moments that really stick in my head, but overall, I'm going to love when it all goes to shit during the Thanksgiving play.
Oh, yeah, that's a really cool moment.
When they start roasting the counselors over the fire and everything, mm-hmm. You know? I like that they've, it's not, you know, it's not just them, they've actually turned the kids in the camp onto doing it as well.
Yeah, yeah, peer pressure's a son of a bitch. Peer pressure sucks. Oh. They're not three very different women. She just Clark Kents it and hopes nobody notices.
It's never quite explained how he is so rich, is it?
No. No, not at all. Not at all. Clearly it's family money.
You think so?
Absolutely.
That makes sense.
Is Fester the older brother or the younger brother of Gomez?
I can't remember. This is probably why we should have watched the first one.
Yeah, because if he's the older brother, I would totally understand.
That he inherits it first.
Yeah.
And that's why they were so eager to find him in the first one.
Uh-huh.
To bring him back into the family. Who is that guy?
The guy that was on the TV?
Yeah.
I don't know.
He looks really familiar, like the actual guy from one of those shows, you know?
Yeah. And this
looks like a still from a Tim Burton. Like, this looks like a Tim Burton movie. The design and everything.
Oh, yeah. It's a Tim Burton movie with way better lighting.
Yeah. And it's a Tim Burton aesthetic, but it's got a much better director.
Uh-huh.
Tim Burton should just design things. You're shaking your head. Go on.
Yeah, God, that should have worked. You can even see it on Pugsley's face. That should have worked.
It's like ever the Wile E. Coyote.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Also, how the hell did both of those kids just lift that big-ass anvil?
I don't know. I think Pugsley's just, like, relaxed muscle.
Pugsley's just jacked underneath that little, like, chub?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, no. Did Thing catch you?
Is he chained up? He is.
Yeah, he is. Brilliant. It's the only way to keep that kid out of trouble. Now, how is she not in the least bit disturbed by the disembodied hand?
Like, jumping around the place?
Yeah, everybody else is just fucking weird, but that is a disembodied hand just chilling.
Hmm. I guess it's rules of the universe, like you say. Like, is that a standard thing? You know?
Yeah.
Pun intended. Is it? Yeah. That makes no sense.
No, not at all.
Like, she's being very cavalier about all of this.
Yeah. Are you really a nanny? I mean, how hard is it to be a nanny, though? And
it's true.
You know? You're basically an on-call babysitter. What a good stare.
Mm-hmm.
That little girl's eyes just said, eat shit and die.
Look at her rack is getting the same kind of lighting as Angelica Houston's face.
Yeah. And I'm pretty sure, and because that's Joan Cusack, right? Mm-hmm. Brother's John Cusack.
Yes.
She was Jessie, the yodeling cowgirl.
That's all I know her from.
She was also her brother's secretary in Gross Point Blank, which okay. always tickled me
okay.
that his sister is playing his secretary.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm pretty sure this is the largest I've ever seen her rack. You know, like all the other movies, she's not like really rocking cleavage because that's not part of the character. But like yeah. that, in this movie, her rack looks huge. And the rest of them, she looks like a normal lady.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She's never struck me as like the sexy
yeah.
actress, you know?
Not anything else.
Doesn't do it really for me. By the way, she says the Chippewa means orphan. It doesn't. That's made up. It's just what we call a joke in the industry. it means... oh, fuck. I forget the actual thing. Mercedes McNabb. She grew up pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
She of Buffy the Vampire Slayer fame.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. She's a little bitch in this, though.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. See, that look that he just gave Gomez when he said probation,
mm-hmm.
it's almost like the only people that accept these crazy-ass universe rules are the ones that are retarded and just blindly go along with shit.
Yeah.
Occasionally, you'll get people like those two parents that give them the looks that you would expect, which
uh-huh.
kind of makes the universe's rules very hard to pin down.
Yeah. I think this was the first time I had seen, or heard, I should say, Peter McNichol's real voice.
What do you mean?
Like, as a kid, because, you know, he was in Ghostbusters 2, but he's doing that really fucking weird...
Oh, yeah.
...weird accent and everything. Even though with this one, he's doing, like, he's kind of doing a voice, he's just really fucking excited.
Actually, you're right. This may have been the first time that I had heard his real voice, too. Wow.
I can't remember what else I've seen him in, but, yeah, it was like, I don't know, it just felt like he was always doing a character... You know,
mm-hmm. And then that kid grew up to keep acting.
Mm-hmm. David Krumholtz,
think so. He was yeah. in one of the Harold and Kumars. Was he not?
Yeah, yeah. That's him. I think he's in both of them, and he's also like head elf or whatever. His dad is played by Barry Sonnenfeld, the director of this film. Little cameo there.
Ah,
a couple of lines later on, watching the play.
Uh huh.
See him again. But yeah, I think this is one of his first roles as well. He's also Mr. Universe in Serenity.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which was actually the next thing I saw him in after this. Like, I somehow just avoided everything else he was in.
Yeah,
Even though he's like a really popular actor, I don't know what it is. It just never...
Well, there's actors like that are never the lead.
Mm-hmm.
They're always, like, just a character. Oh, I know that guy.
I should tell you what, you know, just had that yesterday with The Walking Dead. Do you remember, we've seen this guy in the last couple episodes. You watched the episode before last, right? Where mm-hmm. Negan pays a visit to Alexandria.
Yeah.
He's got his little bitches in tow. The guy, the bald guy with the one, you know, receding
hairline
guy with the big mustache.
Trevor from Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah. Did not fucking know that until we're watching Talking Dead afterwards.
End of last season, whenever we saw him at the house,
uh-huh.
as soon as I heard his voice, I was like, Trevor, where's Trevor?
Right.
Yeah, that's yo. Cool, right? I like him as an actor. I feel like he's very underrated. He should totally be in more shit.
Yeah, definitely. He's going to go pretty far after this, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
He's already, Westworld as well, which is a fantastic show.
And he's doing that Battlefield show online.
Okay.
The one that's based on the Battlefield franchise.
Okay.
Yeah.
Huh.
Corridor Digital's doing the effects for it. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Has it started yet?
I think they got like at least one episode.
I have to check it out. Speaking of Thanksgiving and of Walking Dead. Obviously, I asked you yesterday if you were going to move and watch Walking Dead, and you were off. You said, no, my girl's got to take me to a Friendsgiving thing with a bunch of people I don't know.
Yep.
And then I saw a photo. I guess maybe, did you take the photo? Because you weren't, I didn't see you in it.
No, but when I heard the dude saying, picture time, everybody's going to get in a picture, I, behind that dude was a wall in the kitchen,
uh-huh.
and I ducked around the wall.
Gotcha.
And got on my phone and ordered a mankini.
Oh, okay.
So I was doing something during that picture, but okay. Yes, I intentionally skipped out of a group picture just because I didn't know anybody, but like by the end of it, I knew like three people. I'm not trying to creep into like all 20 of the other people's picture.
I gotcha. I was going to say, I didn't see you in that picture, but you know what I did see in that picture? All my fucking friends. Yeah, oh, yeah. You said you knew nobody. I knew everybody in that picture.
Yeah.
I didn't get a fucking invite.
I knew no one.
I was like, God damn it.
Yeah. I just went and kept drinking my...
Happy Thanksgiving.
Kept walking out of the car and drinking my Angry Orchard.
Right.
Can't turn down a Thanksgiving spread, though. That shit was dope. Mm-hmm. Somebody brought an entire platter of the Delta cookies. Those what are they called? Biscotti cookies?
Sure, yeah, yeah.
A whole but not the tiny ones, the big ones. They'd come in like a pack of two and say Delta on them. And it was like a whole Thanksgiving platter set up with like 150 of those in a spiral.
Holy shit.
And barely anybody was touching them. I was so surprised. And so then we went out back to the bonfire and we started roasting marshmallows.
Mm-hmm.
And we got everybody that was making like s'mores and shit to swap out those punk ass graham crackers with the airline cookies.
Right.
And that's great, but still super sweet, so nobody's going to be eating a lot of it.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of it, they put all the rest of the cookies in a bag and sent us home with them. So okay. All in all, it was a success.
Right. Worthy of your time.
Yeah, bro, I got free airplane cookies and I didn't have to buy a plane ticket. For real, when you fly on Delta, it's such shitty customer service. You're literally paying like $200 for a cup of cookies. Like that's the whole reason.
Point A to point B, I guess.
Yeah.
That's why I used to love about checking into a DoubleTree hotel. They give you cookies there when you check in.
Yo.
So good.
Yeah, man. That's where it's at. I'm all about. And they got it, and that's. And if you catch it the right time, they're warm.
Mm-hmm.
Ah. Oh.
So, where are they? Like, what restaurant is this that's inside a cave? I missed this. This can't be, like, in their basement, because there's way too many people there that look fucking...
normal.
Fancy.
Yeah.
You know? Nobody has an incredible amount of body hair flowing down them.
Mm-hmm.
So,
Yeah, I don't know. I mean... In one of the stops off the cruise ship in Spain, there's a restaurant inside of a volcano.
Oh.
That looks not as cavey as this. They actually just, it's inside of a volcano, but they built it like a real like place.
Okay.
So
it looks like any other fucking restaurant from the inside.
Well, super nice and a lot of like plate windows. So you're like looking.
So
like
you can actually see. Because I was going to say.
Yeah, like, you can tell you're in a volcano, but it's not like a fucking cave. What's the word? There's like insulation and shit.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
They're interesting. They're not retarded. Man, I wonder how long that time lapse took. Ooh. Touch my
88
woman.
Miles per hour.
He just spun her away,
mm-hmm.
and then she got caught into him.
It's a boomerang effect.
Either a boomerang effect or he Bugs Bunnied it to the other side before she spun to the other side.
I like your explanation better.
Yeah.
Because there is a very cartoony quality to the shit.
Yeah, a lot of these have a really like acme like mm-hmm. feel to them.
Definitely. Yeah, the whole fucking anvil on the head thing and...
Yeah.
Maybe they're living in the Acme universe. Maybe that's the reason.
Yeah, okay.
Because no one fucking pays any attention to a bunny that's talking.
Yeah.
That's normal.
And weird cartoony bullshit is just accepted.
Mm-hmm.
God. This movie just makes you hate her every time she's on screen.
Jesus Christ.
I hope that's in the new Beauty and the Beast.
Oh, right. Yeah, that scene.
Yeah. Because that whole line of champagne bottles, like that's totally like a thing that they had to recreate.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see the trailer for the new one?
Yeah, a little bit, yeah. I don't think... maybe I only saw a teaser of it.
Yeah, there's like a full trailer and shit. The Beast looks like obvious CGI, but Lumiere's kind of cool. Cogsworth's kind of cool. I'm not really too fond of Chip's voice.
Okay.
When you look at it, I'm looking at a glass and hearing a voiceover. Like when Chip talks in the trailer, I suspend my disbelief for everything else. But that looks like such an obvious cup barely doing anything, and like voice, like the audio doesn't even sound like it's coming from the cup. It sounds like a voiceover.
Right. Okay.
I just don't. I don't know what's different about it, but something feels really fake.
Okay.
But I mean, Emma Watson and talking Candlestick.
She can act the shit out of it.
Yeah, I'll take it. Let's see if you can carry this whole movie.
Yeah. It seems to be like, it sounds like it's going to be another fucking Jungle Book where it's one person acting in a green screen in a room full of nothing.
Yeah.
But I think she's got the chops to do it because, you know, she did it for the last half of the Harry Potter films.
Yeah, yeah.
more and more CG every single time.
Well, I mean, CG got better as the franchise went on, too.
But it still wasn't there in front of her, so.
Yeah.
See how good she is at acting against absolutely nothing.
When Dobby dies, I wonder what they were holding. Were they holding like a hairless cat or something? I got a buddy that's got a hairless cat named Dobby, and it looks like Dobby.
That's amazing.
Fester, you're terrible at communication. And she's just trying to make you motorboat her titties.
She's trying to take you to Bone Town, but you're just...
Sometimes you gotta shut up.
The worst. He's the absolute worst.
Now, have you ever looked, now that you're an adult and know how the game is played, do you recall any times where a girl was basically throwing herself at you like this and you were just too oblivious to realize? Because I do.
Oh, absolutely. My fucking wife.
Yeah. But you didn't know at the time, right?
Yeah, I'm terrible at this, but he's making me look like a fucking champ. I know, though. I'm completely oblivious to when someone is flirting with me.
Making me look like a pro, bruh. Shit. Pretty sure like everything that they do to this baby is child abuse. Every single thing singly could get you arrested.
Yeah, absolutely.
The baby's gonna be fucking awesome though. Like when it becomes an adult.
It's gonna be so grizzled.
Bro. Saw battle. Oh, you're moving fast.
It's gonna be able to say, I've seen some shit. At like 4 at the kindergarten.
They just dug up his dead mom. Oh shit, shit's going down. She knows. Wow, that was terribly sealed.
So, I never had like a summer camp experience. Did you ever go to a summer camp?
Hell no.
Right.
Hell no.
There was a time when I was looking to kind of come over here and work for a bit, and summer camp seemed to be the easiest fucking thing. There's a bunch of places where you can sign up from the UK and be a summer camp counselor in America, and it sounds like a fucking easy job that pays absolute shit, but it like, you know,
but it gets you here.
7 weeks over here in like upstate New York or something, you know. Just fucking babysitting a bunch of kids basically at a beautiful lake. It sounded like fucking sweet gig.
Yeah, I never really went to camp. Our parents loved us, so we didn't have any reason for them to get rid of us. For
I'm just realizing now, all these girls are blonde. Like all of them, like all, like finally when they stand in that row there, I just saw it.
Visual gag we never noticed.
Yeah.
We're contagious. God.
Fucking Wednesday.
Oh shit. The fucking Harmony Hut. Forget the Harmony Hut. But that's a terrible idea. Put all the delinquents in one room together. Now we're just going to have fun being delinquents.
Yeah, they don't want to hang out with these normal kids.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, I like the book he's reading.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, fuck that guy.
Now, that is funny for so many reasons.
Yeah.
Not least because all those allegations about Michael Jackson came out after they'd shot this.
That's funny.
But before the movie came out. Like, he was actually slated to do a song for the soundtrack, I read. And soundtrack didn't need to be done during the film, obviously. It was like an afterwards thing, but... then, yeah, those allegations came out, and it got delayed or pushed back or whatever. But that gag is still in the movie. And
that
it takes on a whole
funny.
Takes a whole nother meaning on when you look at it after he gets arrested for child molestation charges. You can see why he screams like as violently as he does. All right, let's do a time check just to make sure everyone's on the same page as us. And it is 38:10. Kumbaya. Okay, if you're on the same track as us, then that's good. The rest of this movie is going to make sense. Otherwise, we're going to be laughing at stuff. You've got no idea what's going to happen. I swear she is from the first one. It's been a long time since I've seen this movie, but it's been even longer since I've seen the original. And I'm pretty sure she's one of the ones with... Oh, fuck, who is it? Is it Tony Shalhoub? Ha, ha, ha. all these old-timey people?
Did they accidentally kill the hooker?
Mm-hmm. So dark.
Oh, Wednesday's flirting with somebody.
And who'd have believed that she's better at it than...
Fester?
Fester, yeah.
Yeah, bro, Fester's the worst.
He reminds... I'm trying to think of who he reminds me of, and he reminds me a lot of... Will from The Inbetweeners.
Yeah.
You see it.
So, yeah. Okay, so what were they just doing? Did they both
sneak in at the same time?
Yeah. Ugh. Oh, a tiny little car.
Tiny little car.
I want that tiny little car. See, I bet you Lurch and Thing could play a mean Chopsticks.
Oh my god. There's a look to this film. Oh my god, that guy's face on the far right.
He's the half guy, right?
Is he?
No, he's the hunchback.
Oh, okay. The look of this film is very distinctive, and I'm realizing it looks like all the backgrounds are like matte. Not matte, they're all like, you know, like in backdrops and everything.
Yeah.
And you don't see that these days anymore. It's all, if a background isn't real, it's green screened in.
It's incredibly stylized.
Mm-hmm. But you can tell this was filmed on a set.
Uh-huh. Even all the exteriors of the house, like when the house is in the distance, like it all looks like paintings and models.
Yeah.
That jacket, though, holy shit, Fester.
Liberace-ing it up.
Bro, I would rock that jacket. You don't even know. My god. Do they make it in red? And then she's... Grandma's younger than Morticia, right?
The actress is, yeah. She's 1 year younger than Morticia, and she plays someone like, I don't know, 30 years older than her.
Grandmama.
I don't know how heavy the makeup is on Grandmama, or just if Angelica Houston... took some of that elixir that Angelina Jolie's been taking or whatever, you know, just kind of...
It's gotta be. She was Andy Kaufman's wife in Taxi.
Mm-hmm, yes.
Wasn't she the fairy ghost thing from Scrooged?
Yeah, that's right.
Wasn't she the blonde one that beat the shit out of Bill Murray?
Yeah, absolutely.
And that wasn't... that many years before this.
Scrooged?
Yeah.
It was like 91, I think.
Yeah, so we have a pretty good representation of what she actually looked like.
That's true. I feel like Scrooged.
She looks fucking disgustingly old in this movie.
Yeah, I'm looking at, like, you know, like I say, I only really knew her, recognized her immediately in The Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt, and that is now 13 years later, and she does look kind of close to this, honestly.
Mm-hmm. Man.
Okay, so here's where part two of the theory comes in.
Oh, shit.
You know? You can't be killed. Like, a member of the Addams family can't be killed by anybody. Rephrase. a member of the Addams family can't be killed by another member of the Addams family. And now she's going to spend the rest of the movie trying to kill him. And for some reason, he doesn't die. Reason?
Is she related?
Now she's married. Now she is in the Addams family. Yeah. That should kill anybody.
Yeah.
I don't care what rules you play by. And he doesn't seem to be screaming of, like, fear. He's kind of screaming of happiness.
Yeah.
Like, he's loving it.
Like, he's being tickled.
Mm-hmm. It's just, like, a really good orgasm for him, you know. So, yeah. Now that she's married, she is an Addams.
Wow. Yeah. That's actually deep, lends right? way more credence to your theory.
Right. Now, the only thing that kind of pokes a hole in the theory is how they try and kill her at the end, or they kill her at the end by electrocuting her. But there is the very last scene of the movie. You remember how this ends?
Oh, yeah, where she's fucking, not
like,
dead?
The carry, you know, like the hand popping up from the fucking grave and mm-hmm. everything. A lot of people think that's thing, but I think when we come to it, we're going to see way more forearm than Thing House.
Yeah.
So it's her, you know?
And she was not there for the third Addams Family movie.
No.
But that was Tim Curry instead of Raul Julia.
Yeah, we're not gonna think about the third movie.
Yeah, that as far as if you even acknowledge that it exists, it's gotta be a different Addams Family universe.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a sidequel rather than a sequel.
Yeah, it's a what if.
Yeah.
So yeah, though when you kind of counts everything up, that theory that they've been cursed and they can't be killed except by someone outside the family makes sense. Why they kind of goof around with death and mayhem so much, like, in the family. There's a scene in the first one. Is it Tony Shalhoub who plays the guy who's trying to, like, you know, he kind of conspires to... Because the first movie is where they bring this guy... They bring Uncle Fester into the house to pretend to be Uncle Fester, but then the whole thing is it turns out it is Uncle Fester, and he had amnesia. Because the whole movie is Christopher Lloyd trying to scam the Addams Family for their money, right?
Yeah.
Tony Shalhoub plays the guy that kind of leads the thing, right?
Thanks.
Whoever it is. It's a guy with one of those faces, you know?
Yeah.
There's a scene where he and Raul Julia are fencing. And he actually kind of cuts Raul Julia's hand. And Raul Julia is having fun until that happens. And then he kind of gets very serious about it. And the theory is, like, he's like, oh, shit, this guy can actually hurt and kill me. I can't be so cavalier with him.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay.
It's a solid fucking theory. And, you know, so many of those things... There's no way that it's... We would have heard about it. You
absolutely.
Know? So Barry Sonnenfeld would have come out with it. Hair of the pup is cute. Like hair of the dog. That just tells me that that's exactly the same shit that he was drinking last night. Maybe.
Yeah.
But yeah, that theory is, like, the more I think about it, it's fucking solid. Whoever came up with it is a genius.
Is Pugsley the shit at it? I don't remember.
He is.
He's got to be.
He is. Do you not remember this gag?
Yeah, I forgot about that. that's funny.
Furious. So, when was the Addams Family reunion? It was still the 90s, I think.
Uh-huh. Do you think still exit and enter the airport, not as...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think they would... if there was to reboot this movie, what do you think it would look like?
A lot more gritty and apparently
darker, less fun, less comedy.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it probably wouldn't be it wouldn't be as good.
No.
Ugh. I mean, rid of that hair, yeah, bruh.
It's bad.
Get rid of that. It was the first one where he was wearing the It's Pat hair.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
This one, it's the monkey's hair. Or, berries and cream, berries and cream. God, I love my berries and cream. That have you seen that commercial?
No, but I love you doing it.
What? Oh my God, he's got the berries and cream hair.
So, who could you picture in a Addams Family reboot?
I definitely don't know as far as the kids. Mm. Man, I don't know, because Gomez is like, Gomez and Morticia like set the tone.
I could see Aubrey Plaza as like a grown-up Wednesday Addams.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
But yeah, I can't think of anyone kind of the right age for that now.
I'm sure Gary Oldman could make it happen.
As Wednesday Addams.
No, as Gomez. But I'm sure he could make Wednesday happen, too.
I've seen him as like Winston Churchill. That man can be anything.
Yeah, bro. And then you'd have no idea it's him.
Yeah.
No clue.
I'd love it, like a massive celebrity to be it. To be Cousin It.
Yeah.
That you never see.
Yeah.
You know, like Daniel Craig in Force Awakens.
Like when George Clooney was the gay dog in South Park.
Yeah, something like that.
And all he had to do was bark.
You could have so much fun with Cousin It. Like, whoever would that be? Tom Cruise or something, you know? Mm. He's short enough to be Cousin It.
Hey, man, I saw Spawn and John Leguizamo was Clown. Mm-hmm. So, bro, anybody can be short people. Tom Cruise may be crazy as fuck, but I mean, he does do his own stunts, and he hung off of a plane. And
yeah, fair play. I love the guy, honestly.
It kind of feels like he's booking movies entirely just to fulfill this bucket list of awesome shit that he wants to do.
Mm-hmm.
He's always running.
Yeah.
There's a montage online where
30 minutes of Tom Cruise running in all his movies.
Yeah. Oh my God. So funny.
Which I don't think who would be this generation's Fester.
Ooh, yeah.
That's a tough one. You got to get it absolutely right.
Yeah.
Angelina Jolie could be Morticia. Could see that.
Yeah, it feels like there was a larger pool of, like, well-known character actors in the 90s than there is now.
Yeah.
Oh my God!
They're all blonde. Do you see it? They're all blonde.
Uh-huh.
Even the kids.
Look at them whitewashing shit, even in the 90s. The fat girl, the ethnic kids.
Mm-hmm. The nerds.
The kid that's probably going to die during one of its asthma attacks.
And the black kid who's already been the victim of a hate crime.
Look, but he doesn't even look black. He honestly just looks dark. He's kind of like the dude in Super Troopers, where they keep like rattling off ethnicities throughout the movie, and he's like, yeah, no. Like, you think I'm black? I'm not black. You're Spanish, right? No, I'm not Spanish. Like that kid was just really dark. I feel like, yeah, he's the little guy from Super Troopers. Fuck Miss Debbie. That lighting guy, that one lighting guy with the one light focused on Morticia's eyes as she moves throughout a scene had to have had fun. God damn it. Sorry, guys. Go back. That means she's doing anal. That's entirely what she's saying. Look at my titties. Morticia gets it. But Debbie, pastels? Oh, that shit's so funny. Oh my god.
Who did you want to be, Gomez? Gary Oldman?
Yes. I mean, that's if we're whitewashing it. If we want to go ethnic, I have no idea. Just because, like, there's a certain degree of... it's Gomez. He's almost, like, leading man status, mm-hmm. but, like, character actor and, like, visual comedy as well. And
I'm leaning towards John Hamm. I don't know why. I'm just trying to think of somebody that's got, like, that kind of, handsome... That's Nathan Lane. Oh, shit.
Antonio Banderas would be a fucking amazing Gomez.
Yeah, that would be a lot of fun, actually.
I would be on that train so hard.
So this guy is the guy who sees everything for how it is. Like, everyone else is brainwashed to understand their rules, and this guy is like... What the fuck is going on? Are you people for real? That's true. Antonio Banderas could do a good comedy, actually. Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah, bro. I saw him in Four Rooms. Uh-huh. I would totally rock an Antonio Banderas Gomez.
I heard him in Shrek.
Yeah. He'd be an amazing... Gomez Adams has that Antonio Banderas, like, Spanish accent.
Uh-huh.
Bro.
in a suit? That's amazing.
I've never seen Antonio Banderas in a bow tie.
And hey, Antonio Banderas and Angelina Jolie, they already got the groove on in Original Sin. So.
Yeah, but that was prime Angelina Jolie. Like, now, I don't understand how she's still, like, in the same, like, two or three spots on, like, those sexiest alive list. Because when there was a time where Angelina Jolie, Jesus Christ. But now I'm always surprised when people, like, see her as anything other than, like, a bag of bones. She's now went from, like, the young hottie in the movie to, like, the wise, like, woman in the movie. and once you cross that line...
The female Morgan Freeman.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, she's not voiceover status yet, but maybe one day... Didn't her and Brad Pitt, aren't they getting divorced?
Yeah.
Oh, man. That's so sad. What are they going to do with, like, their 500 kids? Don't they just pick them up in, like, every country they go to, like, help and volunteer?
Yeah, they're like spoons when people bring back those for their friends. Like, and you go visit a country. Hey, here's the spoon I found.
Yeah, bro. That is the truest statement so far in this movie.
Gosh, she's a better writer than him.
Uh-huh. What?
We're going to put them on a train, is where I see this going. I love if Pugsy there was like, I'm not pale.
Yeah. She just listed them off from the right to the left. Yeah. That's weird.
Yeah.
I'm not saying like that's totally terrible, but I mean, when you're listing things off from the right to the right to the left, I'll judge you the same as I'll judge you depending on how you like sit your toilet paper roll. Not much, but like everybody has that, you know.
Right. Yeah.
Listed from the right
now
to the left.
Now for the record, over or under?
Over,
so we
bro.
Don't so we don't piss you off when you
it's
come
over.
To our house.
It's totally over. Yeah, thank you.
It's closer that way.
If it was under, ladies that work in hotels couldn't do their job.
Very true.
Right?
Absolutely.
Well, and fellas, I'm not saying that housekeepers could not do their job.
It's true, actually. I've never been to a hotel and found that the toilet paper's under and do it the way they do it.
Yeah, if you haven't folded your toilet paper, there's a really good chance that I don't want to blacklight the bed I'm sleeping in. But whatever.
All right, here we have the most awkward smile since Arnold Schwarzenegger in Terminator 2.
Oh my God.
Oh. Yep.
Yeah, little girl, me too.
And you know what? That's the same way that many of those guys we were talking about earlier were looking at her.
Yeah.
Their countdown clocks.
Yeah. Oh, no. Oh. That's no good.
Did we say, what was your favorite part of the movie?
I didn't have one. Oh, since I know we're drinking that fucking Kraken, I honestly don't want one, but I know that kind of the rule.
Rules are rules. I'm sorry.
Let's go over the electrocution scene.
Okay. Good. So let's end this movie on a terrible note, is what you're saying.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I see you have Jaeger on the table, too.
Yeah, because I don't have very much of the Kraken.
Okay.
I need to go and buy some more shit before we do these things. This is kind of a last-minute thing.
Buy Kraken.
Yeah, I won't. I've made that. Yeah.
Okay.
Why do you think I'm trying to get rid of it?
That shit is not pleasant.
No.
If you just dropped the whole bottle in the garbage disposal, I would not judge you as any less of like an alcoholic.
You bought it here, so I don't know why.
I brought it here because I don't have a good garbage disposal.
You're like, this will get rid of that shit, and it's been here for like 4 months now.
Yeah, yeah, basically. Oh, no.
It's true, because anybody can be president now.
Yeah, yeah. Next year, well, on 2020, I'm thinking Jon Stewart for president and Dwayne The Rock Johnson for vice.
Is that your ticket?
That is my ticket.
So whatever happens between now and then.
That is my right in.
That's what you're right in.
No matter what, that is my right in. We haven't had anybody in office that could kick the shit out of somebody else for a little bit. And I really dig Jon Stewart.
Jon's the brain and Dwayne's the brawn.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah.
That'd make a good team. You need both, honestly.
You need that, yeah, because for the last couple years we've been getting like here's the fucking like yes man and like here's the retard. And I can't do that anymore.
So this is here we get to the point which is the whole reason we're watching this thing. This Thanksgiving play.
Eat me.
I'm not a local. I'm an immigrant from the UK, so we don't do Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is a very American holiday for obvious reasons, although people still get really surprised when I say we don't celebrate Thanksgiving in the UK. They're like, "Why? What do you do for Thanksgiving?" And I'm like, "Well, we kind of just sit around, go to work, and do our normal fucking thing." And they're like, "It's not a holiday. What? Is it not a holiday? No. What's it called? Thursday." Like,
yeah, okay. You're raised from a very young age to believe that pilgrims came over from Europe because they couldn't pray the way they wanted to pray without being persecuted. So they, like, a couple boats of pilgrims dropped in at Plymouth Rock and set up shop, and then winter was going to happen, and they were still really shitty at farming and all that bullshit, so the Indians showed up. And the Indians taught them how to, like, farm corn and all that bullshit and brought food. And they had this big feast where the Indians are like, "Hey, we'll totally help you out." Now, if you know anything about the way white people treated American, like, treated Native Americans, like, in this country, you know that part of the story is bullshit.
If you look around, you'll know how white people treat anybody in this country.
Yeah. But Native Americans, like, specifically, like, the Trail of Tears, like, we've got, like, a history of being, like, shitty to, like, minorities for the longest. So you know that's kind of bullshit. Also, when the Indians did have the meal with us, it wasn't, "Hey, we're going to help you guys out." It was, "Hey, we're going to help you guys out. Also, you guys are going to help us get rid of this other tribe that is kind of our enemy." So, which is exactly how the world has worked forever, you know? But the super, like, dumbed down, like, whitewashed story that, like, every kid is taught in America, like, that is our holiday. That is a holiday. Why is that a holiday? I love me some free food. I really dig, like, going to people's houses and then having, like, spreads to cover, like, multiple tables. Eat once. I don't got to eat for, like, 3 days.
Sorry I didn't put out a spread for this, actually. We should have been having a little Thanksgiving feast of our own as we were watching this movie.
You don't want to chew on the microphone.
No.
You don't want to, yeah, you don't want
to. On a podcast called Big Gay Date, and if people tune in and hear that, anything could be going on.
Yeah. Yeah, like, basically. But yeah, you know, like, I dig all the things that come along with Thanksgiving, but goddamn, it doesn't deserve to be, like, a holiday. It deserves to be, like,
a day of mourning.
Yeah. If even the whitewash story doesn't deserve to be a holiday, it deserves to be, like, a really interesting footnote in history.
Right.
And then you find out the real story and you're like, "Oh, that just adds to the crimes we've committed against Indians," like, book.
Like, Indians are like, "Well, they dicked us over, but at least they're going to kind of think about what they did wrong and say sorry for it." And this holiday's like, "Look how great we are."
Yeah. I just don't... God, and come on, it's Adam's Family, and I get we're watching an Adam's Family movie, but Jesus, you cast the palest white girl in camp as Pocahontas.
Who wasn't even actually at the first Thanksgiving, right?
And then there's that white kid directly behind the ethnic kid that's behind her that's wearing, like, red face. Which, look at that.
Oh, yeah.
He's
Holy
wearing
shit.
Red face.
He was fucking super pale earlier. He's the kid. He looked like the kid from Stuart Little.
Wait, there's the shorty that we didn't see. They're all wearing red face. Except for the lead kid. Except for the nerdy kid in the front of the group. The one that we've gotten the most screen time.
Oh, my God.
All the other ones are wearing a culturally appropriated... I mean, blackface
and now,
is underrated.
And now it's culturally inappropriate to do that, especially to kids.
Yeah. Oh, my God. If that happened now, there'd be Facebook groups within, like, an hour. There'd be petitions that go nowhere.
So I'm pouring the shots ready because this is the most memorable scene in the movie. And my God, the smell as the Kraken actually, like, you know, swirls around and releases the odor. Oh, my God.
It's not enjoyable, right?
It took me back for a second.
Yeah. You don't want it, do you? We can lie and say we did. if you want. Oh man. So did you intentionally put your parents in the back row? That's fucked up. My parents are fucking dance moms. They wouldn't stand for that shit
now,
anyway.
I want to know how they do sort shots like that where shit actually fucking like flies in an actor's head, like arrows or knives or something. I'm guessing it's a very quick edit that we did not see.
I mean, also, didn't they start like back in the 70s, like during the zombie movies, film the thing already in and then yanking it off with
that makes sense.
That's what they did with the machete going into the zombie's head in the Night of the Living Dead movie back in the day. And that's just been a thing.
Gotcha.
I've seen forehead gunshot wounds like that, where they'll like put a gunshot, like a gunshot wound in their forehead, mm-hmm. but then they'll put a like latex flesh colored piece on top of that
uh-huh.
and pop that bitch on fishing line.
Uh-huh.
And so then on the shot,
that's smart.
They take a shot of the face. You can put a squib on the back of your head, but you're not dropping one on your forehead. That's a terrible idea.
That's a really... It's cute, but that's a very forced perspective shot just there. They're nowhere near that fire.
Absolutely.
All right. Let's get this over with.
Your shot's smaller than mine, I'm just saying.
What? I can't hear you.
What a biggity... Oh, God, it smells so bad.
Oh, man. Oh. I bit the inside of my lip earlier, and now, oh my God.
Now that sailor who's talking, he's the dad from 13 Ghosts, right? Yes, and Monk.
Oh, that is him, okay. So I wonder, is he in the first movie, or am I thinking of someone completely fucking different? I'm going to have to think about it. That's Tony Shalhoub.
Mm-hmm.
I knew I saw that name somewhere. In the Addams Family. I thought it was way more than that.
Bro.
Wow, it's like there's a party in my mouth and everybody's throwing up.
Yeah, that's about how I feel too.
Man, I'm glad we got some lovely Jägermeister to drink down straight after this and wash this taste out of my mouth. Oh, he was in Men in Black as well, of course. It's funny when you see the same names pop up in the same director's stuff.
Oh, yeah, he totally was in Men in Black.
Yeah. Men in Black 3 as well. Do you remember Men in Black 3?
The one that they went back in time?
Yeah.
Barely.
Yeah, me neither.
That's fine.
I'm okay forgetting that.
Mm-hmm.
Adam's Family Values. Wasn't him in Adam's Family. God damn it.
She just ruined the fuck out of that house.
Mm-hmm.
Look at all that wasted money. Help.
Now, was crime investigation just much more lax back in the 90s? Because I figure if you used a huge bomb and sticks of dynamite to blow up somebody, they would find that.
All right, check it. I had an uncle, and I don't know if this is too much information, but I had an uncle, or great uncle, right? My dad's uncle. And my mom's side of the family was kind of shady all around, but my dad's side of the family, everybody was great, except for his uncle. And his uncle owned a bunch of bars, right? Mm-hmm. He had a history of like his businesses burning down and him turning a profit as far as the insurance was concerned.
Sure.
He ended up finally getting arrested and doing time. I've got like the FBI report at the house. Mm-hmm. He would, you know, when like construction sites where they just leave the equipment, they take the keys and like leave the equipment. Who the fuck is going to move a bulldozer?
Who's going to tow that shit?
Yeah, he used to steal cranes and bulldozers and shit and then sell them. Like on the black market, you know?
Right.
And everything was cool until forensics came around. Mm-hmm. And then everybody was fucked.
You're right.
All that evidence that they collected and just put on a shelf for years can now be used.
Yeah.
So I feel like at this point in time, when in real life that was like happening, I feel like Hollywood had not caught up yet.
Of course.
But until then, using my uncle as proof, you totally could just burn some shit down and collect some cash.
Just put a bomb in a house and they'd be like, the fucking gas was on and the stove, like...
Bro, yeah, crazier shit is happening.
I'd like to see
country.
That show now, like Making an Arsonist on Netflix.
Right?
You know?
Yeah.
Now that you can really go back and investigate that shit.
Yeah, when Jason Bourne put the magazine in the toaster and then ripped the propane line out of the wall, would it actually work just like that? I would be...
They've actually done that on Mythbusters, I think.
Did
that
it work?
Exact fucking scene. You
did
know
it actually
I can't
work?
Remember.
Oh,
let's
my
find
God.
Out after this.
Yeah, that... I've always wondered that, because it was such a badass moment. It was such
I think it's kind of a letdown, but we'll find out for sure, since you're going to have to kind of sober up a bit.
Oh, no, Andre's coming to pick me up.
Oh, you're good?
Yeah.
Right. This is the guy I'm thinking of, by the way. This is not Tony Shalhoub at all, but the guy from the first movie.
Oh, yeah.
No idea who the fuck he is.
What else was he in? Usual Suspects. I do recognize him from that.
Okay.
But that wasn't even a big part, so meh. Which is another amazing movie. The Usual Suspects with Kevin Spacey.
Yeah,
and
I've seen the picture. I've seen the poster. But
where he's dead
it,
the whole time? That's not
it.
The plot spoiler, but there is like a major plot spoiler where if you knew the whole movie would no longer be as awesome.
Right.
But we need to watch that on Big Gay Date.
All right.
Bro. It's a fucking mind. It is one of those few movies in the 90s that was a mind blower the first time you. Like The Sixth Sense.
Yeah.
Now it's a joke.
Yeah.
But
now it's a punchline.
The first time you saw that, if nobody spoiled it for you, holy shit. How the fuck is. Who else is Morticia having sex with? Because that's the only way that baby would be blonde.
Well, I think it's because.
Does Gomez dye his hair?
I don't know. I mean, the kid had black hair until everything started going fucking happy hunky-dory for them. Maybe it's part of the curse. I don't know.
Does Fester, when he's not bald, did he have blonde hair?
I don't know. Does he shave his head in Adam's Family, or is it a wig the whole... I think he shaves his head in the first movie.
Okay.
I can't remember that first one.
Because if that happened, then it totally changes the dynamic of Morticia and the Addams Brothers.
Controversial.
Yeah. Theory still works. And she doesn't give a fuck, because what is her husband going to do? Kill him? Nope. Debbie! There you go. Got your brother back. Fuck that blonde lady.
I love his fucking suit. Working those power shoulders.
Yeah, after the mid-90s, people's shoulders got smaller in movies.
God, the fly is really obvious there.
Okay, so Grandmama, that's Morticia's mom, right?
Yeah.
What? I mean, obviously, Gomez and Fester have family money, which is why the house is so big.
Mm-hmm.
Wait,
no, hang on. There was a scene where she was trying to take money out of his IRA or something.
Yeah, where?
So he clearly had a job he had a real job that he was getting taxes for and everything.
Wow.
who the fuck hired him?
Yeah, and what did he do?
Yeah.
What do you hire Fester to do?
That's put him, like, has made him this attainable. Like, he must have a shit ton amount of money for somebody to go through all this trouble for it. You don't go through this for a guy who's pulling, like, 30K a year.
Yeah, bro. I got a buddy of mine. She's a diamond dealer in New York. And makes
that's the place to be a diamond dealer.
Fucking bank, bro. If I was into those kind of girls, bro, you don't even know. It'd be so easy to be a gold digger. But like, for real, she was my buddy named Travis like 8 years ago. So like, she's making cash, bro, like cash, and nobody gives a fuck. So somebody would hire Fester. Okay. I would just like to think that it wasn't a normal 9-to-5.
Is clearly a robot kid.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That is that little dog that walks like 8 feet and then barks.
That's one of those fucking dogs in a kid costume.
Yeah, absolutely. It walks 8 steps and then goes, bark, 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 bark. And tips his head up and then keeps walking. That was what that baby
was.
That's
why we saw it for such a short amount of time, because in the next frame, the kid was going to do a backflip.
Yeah.
Who's taking these pictures?
Apparently,
she's got fantastic lighting in all her murder scenes.
Yeah, apparently when she was murdering people, she'd take pictures, but she forgot to take pictures when she thought she was murdering Fester.
Yeah. Yeah. What the hell?
She lost.
She seems so fucking confident. Oh wait, hang on. Where's the shot of her holding the boombox? Where's the shot of her with the bomb? It's like she knew she was gonna fail. Man. Blew this wide open. Thank God.
I dig that the light over Morticia doesn't bleed off onto the shit around her.
It's clever. Yeah. Like I say, I never fucking noticed it, honestly, but now that I'm
very
saying it,
well
I'm really
done.
Appreciating how tight it is. Yeah. Like, his job. Like, it's fucking tough to keep a light on someone's face in so many different scenes and not, you know, she's in a lot of scenes with other people.
And it's on both sides, so that is minimum two people whose only job was to make sure Morticia had light in her eyes no matter where she moved in the scene. And that's like the opposite of what you want to do with lighting.
Yeah, absolutely.
Although whenever I look at it, her eyes are always like glossy. It looks like she's just tired of having this light in her fucking eyes.
She's so over it.
Yeah. As in you would if anybody was shining. Have you ever had a laser pointer shine in your eyes? Bro, you want to punch somebody in the face. Oh, shit.
And I have, like, no Jaeger, so you're getting off very lightly tonight.
You know, lightly my ass, because out of Kraken and Jaeger, I, like, legitimately enjoy. What the fuck is she making that fumes were in there like that?
I don't know. I mean, how fucking heavy is this bowling ball, or how light is this kid that's making him to go with this?
Yeah, this is not a bowling ball.
And how fast is he traveling to the left or right? That means he can keep perfectly level with that plane window.
Yeah, and Wednesday and Pugsley have been there for a little bit, because they didn't fly home. So how slow is rich blonde girl and her parents?
You'd think they'd want to get the fuck out of there real quick. Yeah.
Yeah. You'd think she'd already be home. After all that hubbub when everything happened, you would think they would have been home days ago.
And I don't get how doing this is going to send the signal back to her, but okay.
Well, because he can't die because she's an... But she doesn't die.
No. Oh, wait. Oh, no. Hang on. No, she is turning to dust.
That doesn't matter. It's the Addams family. That dust could reform into a person if you buried it. They have a disembodied hand that emotes.
That is true.
Fucking baby. Cheers.
Cheers, sir.
Jaeger.
Mm. people tell me you need. Oh my god.
Jaeger sucks if it's not fucking cold, though.
Yeah. Not just cold, but look at the dust on that bottle.
Yeah, clearly you're not a Jaeger fan.
No. It's one of those things you need to drink with Monster, you know, with Red Bull. But
no, I don't agree with that.
I don't agree with that at all either, but that's what everyone fucking tells me.
Jaeger should be taken ice cold in shots.
Yeah.
Jaeger is not meant... No alcohol is meant to be drank with a fucking energy drink. Let me see that bottle.
Don't dilute my alcohol.
Let me see that bottle. That is Jaegermeister. I don't know where this comes... Germany. Okay, yeah, it fucking looks German, especially that font. Okay, I'm sure the German motherfuckers that designed the nectar of the gods that is Jaegermeister did not... See, it even says... Serve ice cold. They meant for it to be served ice cold, not served ice cold inside of a Red Bull. Fucking like punk ass.
I like how you dropped the bottle there as if it was a mic.
Hipster. Yeah.
You're holding a mic that you didn't want to drop.
Yeah. I know mic etiquette. I know that shit. You don't eat it. You don't breathe into it. You don't pop your. You don't do any of that shit.
Stick up your ass or anything. Mm-hmm,
yeah. Well, I mean, that.
You're a gentleman.
That all depends.
Depends what kind of show it is.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you for watching Big Gay Date.
Do anything for a paycheck. Did you see the Thanksgiving Ripley's video?
Mm-hmm.
Did you like it?
I did. It was cute. Yeah.
It was interesting. I feel like the first one was fine. The Halloween one was really funny. The Thanksgiving one was good.
Hang on, having just seen that, let's see David Krumholtz play Gomez.
Oh, shit.
Because he just... you see him looking like that. She's got real fucking issues if she's tailing her first boyfriend to look like her dad.
Yeah.
It's kind of messed up. But no, picture...
But don't they all do that?
Yeah, I guess, yeah.
Don't they all do that? Is there anything that you didn't do when before you moved into the house here with your wife that you do now? And is just normal and accept... I mean, I assume if it's normal and accepted, you wouldn't even think about it. It would just be one of the things that assimilates whenever, like, you live with somebody else.
Yeah.
But don't they all do that in some way or another?
Yeah, we all do.
I didn't give two shits about Jimmy Buffett. Now I listen to Jimmy Buffett. My lady's parents are parrot heads.
Oh, okay. It's
like little things like that, you know? They all do that shit. She's just super obvious because this family's into physical comedy. And even
he
when
just he, needs a fucking like a cigar in his hand or something. Who does he look like from the Rat Pack or whatever?
Right.
Does he look like a whitewashed Sammy Davis Jr.?
No, because he doesn't have the eye that's looking off into the other direction. Because he was one-eyed. Sammy Davis Jr. is one-eyed. He was black, and he was Jewish. He was a triple threat.
Pretty sure this guy's Jewish.
Yeah. Oh, of course he's Jewish. Look at him. Look at that nose. Look at that nose and that hair. I know that's his natural hair color. He has it in fucking almost every film. If he's not Jewish, I'll eat my hat.
That hat that he's wearing right now.
Yes.
Yeah, that is not thing. That is absolutely Debbie.
Absolutely. That bitch ain't dead. See, she's smiling. She's like, I knew that bitch would be back. And now that bitch is going to be different because she knows.
Now she's going to love us as a family. She'd be all about that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
this is that
this
song.
This is that song, yeah. I think I'm thinking of a different one from the first movie. I don't know. Got to find it out now.
Maybe. I don't know.
Did you ever watch the actual TV show this was based on?
The old one?
Yeah, it was not. Of course. It wasn't really ever played in the UK over here.
Yeah, I have a thing for old Addams Family episodes, old Dragnet episodes, and old Twilight Zone episodes.
Okay.
I just saw a picture of the Addams Family set. From the Addams Family set, if you look it up on Google, the pictures of their set that are colorized... The TV company wasn't going to pay a bunch for a set for some stupid horror-themed comedy family TV show. So everything was repurposed from something else. So when you watch it in black and white, it looks dark, and it looks like it should for an Addams Family. But when you look at what all those set pieces actually look like, that shit was so colorful. There's pinks and there's blues.
Is it fucking Brady Bunch or something?
Yeah, all that paisley and shit was repurposed from previous sets like mansions. So like everything in that set's super colorful. It's really interesting.
That's really interesting, actually.
Yeah, yo, but I used to watch the shit out of the show. I liked John Astin as Gomez. He's Sean Astin from Frodo's homeboy in Lord of the Rings.
His dad?
It's his dad.
Cool.
I
was thinking when I saw the name.
He was the original Gomez in the TV show, and he was good. But in comparison, Raul Julia seems... Okay, whereas John Astin seems like the family-friendly corporate Gomez. Mm-hmm. This Gomez seems a little more happily unhinged as you would expect somebody, as you would expect Gomez to actually be.
Sure.
You know, like, yeah. I like Raul Julia just because he's, he
owns the crazy.
Yeah, he seems like the moment the scene finishes for us, the scene for him gets way fucking crazier. It mm-hmm. seems like they cut it off just to keep it as bookable and family friendly as they can. Like, Raul Julia seems like Gomez is into some shit.
David Hyde Pierce, delivery room doctor. I miss that.
He was wearing a mask.
That makes sense. Yeah.
It was like Cate Blanchett in Hot Fuzz. Yeah. You don't know unless you watch the special features.
Yeah.
Or our podcast. Hey, what's up, fella? I was talking to the guy that listens to our podcast.
We see what you're doing. I had a lot of fun watching this, actually.
Yeah, it was cool. I enjoyed it. I feel like I'm going to go back and actually watch the first one on my own time later.
It's not
going to
be as good, though, I feel.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
I think it suffers from the same thing as Jurassic Park. I mean, I'm sure it's a great movie, but I think the second one is just more fun.
Yeah, with the first Addams Family, they proved that this franchise can work in a movie format and be like physical and visual and funny and not take itself seriously.
Mm-hmm.
And you prove yourself with your first one. The one immediately after that, now you can fuck around.
Yeah.
And like do the fun shit that you didn't necessarily think you'd get the funding for the first time. Because this movie's fucking absurd. This whole movie was totally absurd with the different reactions that we're getting from different characters and then the majority of characters just acting like weird-ass people like the Addams Family are normal.
Yeah, if they put a fucking Thanksgiving play in the first movie, you would not have a second movie.
Yeah, I don't understand the rules. Like, Harry Potter, I understand the rules of the universe because I've read all the books and seen all the movies. But this, I don't... The reactions are so funny because you don't really know what to expect. I don't understand the rules of this universe in any way, shape, or form.
It's so tough to pin down.
I feel like the writer did not have a web diagram of like this storyline as he did it. I feel like he just kind of
threw shit at the wall,
and whatever stuck and was funny, it's going in. Fuck it. Like, that's kind of what it feels like. And it works.
Yeah.
It works. This is an amazing movie.
It still holds up as a solid film. It's a lot more fun watching it as an adult, I have to say, as well.
Mm-hmm.
A
lot of jokes I didn't get.
Yeah, as a kid, definitely. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that whole blowjob thing, yeah.
Yeah, did not even know that was a thing until tonight. I know when you mentioned it the first time, I was like, yeah. I'm like, no, I was just saying, yeah. I didn't know until tonight, until we saw it.
All I ask is you say yes, man.
I gotta keep the conversation going. I'm sorry I interrupted. Continue.
I mean, yeah, so this is like, we're watching this because it's Thanksgiving coming up. What are you thankful for this year?
I'm thankful for health.
We're going to drink and try and do something about that before Thursday.
Yeah, my year, as far as bookings go, hasn't been the most lucrative, but it has been one of the more fun, just because of the international travel that I get to do before New Year's that I've never done on somebody else's dime before.
Always nice.
I guess with all the extrapolations from that, like booking fun gigs, saving money, doing shit with your life, like, yeah, I've had a really good year. I have nothing to be dissatisfied about. Slow moving, but always positive and moving towards like a goal. How about yourself?
Same, man. Yeah, I mean, there's nothing really super stand out, but I'm always very thankful for, like you say, I've got a pretty great life. Love my job, making good money, love my wife.
We drink in your house and you have a big ass TV. That's all you need to be happy.
All I need is an American. And I'm thankful for you guys for listening. So thank you for joining us once more for our big gay date. My name is Dave.
My name's Carl.
And we hope to see you next time. Until then, be thankful for your family, be thankful for your friends, and have a very happy Thanksgiving.